Hi, this is Will, and you're listening to Scattered Bits. This week's movie is Piranha from 1978, starring Bradford Dillon, Heather Midsey-Zurich, Kevin McCarthy, Keenan Wynn, and Dick Miller. Piranha was directed by Joe Dante, and the screenplay was by John Sayles. In the 1970s, there was all sorts of animal attacks movies. The first one I can think of was from the early 70s, and it was about giant killer rabbits. Yes. There was a movie about giant killer rabbits. It was called Night of the Lepus, starring Stuart Whitman and DeForest Kelly. If you've been looking for a movie about giant killer bunnies, this movie will fill that niche for you. After the huge success of Jaws in 1975, there was all sorts of movies that were released about killer animals to cash in on the success of Jaws. There was a movie about killer grizzly bear. There was movies about giant killer cats, giant ants, a giant octopus, and all sorts of bugs. So that's where this movie falls in. Piranha was released 3 years after Jaws to do exactly that, cash in on the success of Jaws. And this movie's really well done for what it is. It's a movie about killer piranhas. It's low budget. When the piranhas attack, they're actually rubber puppet fish on a stick. You can't see the sticks or anything. It's again, well done. The acting is great. Dick Miller, who appears in pretty much every Joe Dante movie that I can think of, is in this. Joe Dante went on to direct Gremlins. He directed Inner Space. And John Sayles, I talked about him a couple weeks ago when I reviewed Alligator. Piranha, again, is about killer fish. And how it starts off is that the piranha were engineered for a project, for a Vietnam War project called Operation Razor Teeth, where they were being engineered to be able to handle the cold waters of North Vietnamese rivers, to be able to swim and inhibit the Viet Cong movement. Yes, that is what the movie's about. And they are accidentally released into cold mountain rivers, and they start heading towards a kid's summer camp to go on the attack. So you're going to know right away if this is your kind of movie. And if it's not, I recommend you stay away from this one and maybe check out a movie about killer giant bunnies. It's well written, well directed, well acted. I saw this back in the late 70s, early 80s with a movie called Humanoid of the Deep. Both Humanoids and this movie were produced by Roger Corman, who cashed in all sorts of movies when they made it big. He did his own knockoffs. So it's well done. I recommend it. There was actually a sequel done, directed by James Cameron, called Spawning, Piranha 2, The Spawning. It's in a name-only sequel. This one isn't about piranha that were going to swim to Vietnam. This one's about piranha with wings. Yes, these piranhas fly out of the water and attack people. It's just, I've only seen 15, 20 minutes of this movie. It was so bad, I had to shut it off. James Cameron wrote and directed it, but I believe he was fired from it, and someone else took over. And I just can't recommend this movie on any level. Even as it's so bad, it's good, because it's just so bad, it's horrendous. There was a remake of Piranha that came out in 2010, called Piranha 3D. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was anything special. I thought what Piranha did with puppets on a stick was done much better than the digital effects in last year's Piranha. But, you know, it was okay. If you want to do a double feature, maybe that would be a good double feature if you want to see it. But again, Piranha 3D was nothing spectacular. And there was a sequel to Piranha 3D coming out, I believe, this November called Piranha 3 Double D. So, yeah, nothing's better than the original. everything, the acting, the special effects, are all better in the 1978 version. That's it for this week's review. I will talk to you next week. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at scatteredb@gmail.com. Take care. Bye-bye.